Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I'll take that. Okay, number one project always is your student achievement. That's the number one. That's for the kids, and that's what we're there for, student achievement. I mean, if we don't have that, we don't go anywhere. And when our kids go out into the real world, they're in trouble. But we're very proud of what our students do in our school district.
You want each one of
yes.
us
yes.
to go down? Okay.
Yep.
I would say the number one thing that brought my interest, you know, and I don't think it's the number one thing that the school board is responsible for, and I've probably been approached more, is the stadium issue, is what's going to be done with the football stadium. I wouldn't say that's the number one thing on my agenda, but I think that's maybe the number one thing that many community members are interested in and how this is going to play out. So I'm answering it a little bit different way because I'm trying not to echo what was answered before.
The thing that's kind of piqued my interest lately is the balance of class sizes with ratio of students per teacher and also finding a way to make that work financially. And so that's something that's going to be very important moving forward, is making sure that with the diminished funds from the state that we can find a way to keep our class sizes small and do the best we can to be financially accountable.
I'm not running with any set agenda in mind at all. However, two of my priorities kind of go hand in hand. Being a parent of Kemper students, I'd like to see continued cooperation and communication between the two schools, because I think having two schools in Carroll greatly benefits our town and our children. And hand in hand with that, I think, is the football stadium remodel. I think I'd like to, you know, I think that's going to be a big issue this year, and I've heard many people say to me that that's a priority for them as well.
Ditto. I agree with everything they've said already. Everything that they brought up, I agree with. The only thing that maybe I could add to that would be open communication. I would like to hear from the teachers. I like to hear from the community, and also from the students to see what they want and what they like to see happening, or see what's not happening that they would like to have happen.
Okay.